for the UN Trust Fund to provide any kind of funding directly to an NRI. The thing we have been able to work out is to get a dedicated focal point on the Secretariat, which is, of course, Anya, and that is a major step forward. The Secretariat also provides other services, as you know, such as the ability to use the WebEx, et cetera, the conference calls. But the mission of the IGFSA, and the reason it was set up, was to be able to deal with those other needs that exist for which the UN Trust Fund cannot fund. So that might be helping the Secretariat in some way, but the primary purpose of the IGFSA, which is a membership organization, as I said, Jemson Alufe is on the board with me and several others, our primary purpose is to raise money so that we can reallocate it into the small grants. And I'm not going to say a whole lot more about the IGFSA, but I do just want you to know that that is why we're able to get a meeting room. And at the end, I will be asking you to respond back to the NRI list so that we can plan ahead for the informal meeting in Panama at ICANN 62 and in Barcelona at ICANN 63. As a membership organization, and the fees are very small, as you will see, we really do urge all of the NRIs to consider joining the IGF Support Association because it is our members who tell us what the spending priorities are. So if our members think that the priority of our funding ought to be funding research on something related to internet governance, that could impact the amount of money that we have to give to NRI grants. We recently modified we have a contingency fund that's required in our bylaws since we're a not-for-profit association, and the board recently modified the amount of money in our contingency plan to lower it and modified the percentage that we contribute to the UN Trust Fund to lower it so that we could put more priority on the growing number of NRIs. So that's an example of why your voice as a member matters. Our program today is going to be an opportunity to hear from Jangatai Masanga, as I mentioned, and then I will ask him to just turn over to Anya. We do not have projection facilities because these are free. We have a meeting room, but we also have popcorn. We're going to be as interactive as possible. You do have the microphone, so you can hear each other. And I'm going to ask Jangatai to share with us a little bit about the planning process for the timeline for the planning process for IGF 2018. And there may be some questions that he needs to defer for a few days, but we'll gather up the questions, and if there are other, when answers are available, then perhaps Anya, we could post them to the mailing list. Jangatai, thank you for coming, and let me turn to you, and then after you conclude, just to go on with Anya.
Thank you very much, Marilyn. I'll be very quick, and I also would like to thank the IGFSA for the support they've given the IGF Secretariat and also the NRIs. They've been very helpful, and I would encourage everybody in this room to join the IGFSA. I think the fees are $25, right? Correct.
For
individuals. And they collect money and they use it to help a lot of things which the IGF Trust Fund cannot legally fund. And also they collect the small amounts as well because to donate to the IGF Trust Fund takes a lot of paperwork and it's a lot of overhead. So for the small contributions, it is much worth it to go through the IGFSA. So thank you to Marilyn and also the executive committee of the IGFSA. talking about what's coming ahead, as most of you would know, that we do have the first open consultations and MAG meeting, which is going to start on the 20th of March in Geneva at the ITU. On the 19th of March, it will be the orientation day for the new MAG members. You can also attend online, and I do encourage those people who cannot attend there physically to go on online. The details are on our webpage. So you can go to intgovforum.org and look those up, and we'll be discussing how we are going to plan the 2018 IGF, and also, you know, things dealing with the workshop proposals, etc., and looking back at IGF 2017 and how we can improve it for the IGF 2018 process. Cut short some of the questions that you may be thinking about or asking. The announcement for the MAG is imminent. If we don't have it today, we'll have it tomorrow. We had to. It's a little bit late this year, and but it should be out today or tomorrow, and I think you'll be pleasantly surprised with the MAG this year. I mean, we have more representation from the NRIs, from the community here, that are going to be in the MAG, and we also have more women on the MAG as well. So I'm sure you are going to be quite happy. Yes, I mean, we can't make everybody happy, but I think most of you are going to be happy. Yes. As I said, the IGF is committed to supporting the NRI, supporting capacity building, supporting the summer schools. We try and do that as much as we can. I mean, Anya is doing a very, very good job doing that as well, with the help of all of you. And I would like to thank Anya publicly as well. Thank you very much for the great job that she's been doing. And we are going to try and increase our support this year as well, but as you know, this is contingent on the funding that we receive to the trust fund, but we are committed to helping, especially the people from least developing countries, small island nations, and developing countries. So I think I've talked for too long now, so let me just hand the floor over to Anya. Thank you.
I'm sorry, but you're going to not get off quite that easily. I see one question at least, and maybe one more.
Thank you very much, Chinkitai, for that comprehensive report. Well, just one question, quick one. Where are we going in 2018 for IGF?
Sorry, that's a very good question. I was supposed to have answered that question as well. Right now, we don't have a definite place yet. We are looking at three options, and we're just waiting to see which one of those three options we're going to select, or which one of those three options get really firm. Hopefully we'll be able to tell you something by the 19th or the 20th, but there are options there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And just to reassure everyone, this is not the latest in the year in terms of when we selected the site, so no panic is necessary. Anya.
Well, hello to everyone, and thank you very much for joining. Thank you for very kind words from Chengetai. Thank you, Marilyn, for very kind words, and thank you for organizing these sessions, which I think it's very important. Thank you to ICANN for being very generous to host us on your annual meetings. And, of course, thank you to the IGFSA. I'm just going to pass on the message from Marcus Coomer, the chairman of the IGFSA, that just wrote to me an email. He wanted to join online, but the tool didn't work. It seems now it works, so I'm just going to quickly email him after I just give a couple of notes that he joined us. But he really regrets that he couldn't be in person with us, because Marcus is also very supportive of the NRIs. So just very quickly, I will keep my notes in the domain of the work that the IGF Secretariat conducts with the NRIs collaboratively. So since the past 3 years when we established the position of the focal point with the Secretariat, We've been working together on various projects. I would say that we're mostly focused on, first of all, organizing substantive sessions to be delivered at the IGF's annual meeting, with the goal of, first of all, giving visibility to the NRIs, but then also with the goal of enriching the whole agenda of the IGF, because the NRIs are one of the biggest contributors to the intersessional work, but also when it comes about the call for input for workshop selection, the NRIs individually, so the stakeholders involved in the in individual NRIs are very active in that sense as well. So that's why the collaboration that we have with the NRIs is very precious to us, and I would say to a certain extent we're becoming even dependent on your contributions to us, as you are the guarantee of a good program and good agenda. Last year, as you know, we organized the main session that was focused on the digital rights, or the rights in the online world. I think the session was quite successful. It was very challenging to organize it, given the number of the NRIs that participate and that have a lot of to say. And, of course, the limited time and the break that we had within two sections in one session. But I think we managed, and I think excellent content was delivered. As you know, the NRIs produced a number of shorter and longer publications. I would just put an emphasis on the toolkit, which is the set of guidelines that the NRIs agreed to produce as an advisory document for the communities that would like to establish their national, regional, or youth IGF initiatives. And I think we collectively are very proud of their work, because that was the first document in the history of the IGF that was translated to all six UN languages by the volunteers from the NRI communities. And I think that that was really respected by everyone. The youth IGF initiatives are something that we are very much focused starting from last year, and in this year we will be as well. I think there is a lot of potential outside, and what we want to see is how we can channel those important aspects happening in certain communities to the global IGF, but also how we can help if the help is needed to those communities. So the youth engagement is something that the community also called, if you look at the stock-taking synthesis document from 2017, looking ahead to IGF 2018, then you will see that a number of communities ask for the IGF, the global IGF, to look at how we can increase the engagement of youth. So I think we will be focusing on that as well collectively as the NRIs and wider community. For this year, we produced a work plan. We started working on the work plan since, the 12th IGF in Geneva ended. So two weeks ago it was produced. It's published on the website. And there are a couple of items that we will be focusing on this year. One of the most important is, of course, that the NRIs are also eager to work together on organizing a joint session for the 13th IGF. Hopefully that will be, again, a main session, but of course the final say is with the MAG. The collaborative sessions, I think, were seen as something very refreshing to the IGF. They were introduced for the first time last year, where we had a number of NRIs that partnered on a topic of mutual interest and brought very important aspects, and a bit different aspects, I would say, to the IGF. So they really received a good feedback. If you look at the taking stock process, you could see that there were feedback from those that are not directly involved with the NRIs that actually gave a very positive review of those sessions. I actually don't know what will happen with those sessions this year. This was an interim solution of the MAG for 2017, but we will most definitely channel that feedback to the MAG, saying that the community was pleased with those sessions, and then ask the MAG to review how the NRIs can continue engaging in the program on the substance when it comes about the 2018 IGF. That would be, in short, obviously there are a couple of working items that we will be working on. For example, the mailing list is subject for our work this year, but maybe I'll just stop here, Marilyn, and if...
Thanks, Anya. Marilyn speaking. I'm just going to, because we're not projecting, Anya has a few slides, and so we will put those together and post them for everyone. Most of you have seen them, but I think we should probably move on, but Jen, thanks. But I want to run this meeting a little bit differently because we only have an hour. So I want to do two things right now. First of all, I want to recognize our two largest financial contributors to the IGFSA, and that is both ICANN and also the ASO. Pablo? The NRO, sorry. Did you want to say a few words?
Just
keep on trucking. The NRO is also one of the largest contributors from the technical community to the UN Trust Fund. So the support that comes from the RIRs to support the IGF is an amazing contribution. They are contributing both into the trust fund, but also providing contributions into the IGFSA. And in addition to that, we are also getting contributions from several of the CCTLDs, not enough. And we've started an outreach effort with the CCTLD managers. In many cases, CCTLDs are a local sponsor, but not in all cases. So the IGFSA has started a kind of an awareness effort within the CCNSO with the support of one of our board members who is a member of the CCNSO. So one of the things we like to do is to continue to use the NRI network to share information with you. We don't have time today, because we only have an hour to hear reports. But what I would like to do is no reports and no names, but I want to ask two questions. And we'll do this. Question one is by a show of hands, and then we'll open it up for questions from you. How many of you are brand new at ICANN and brand new at this meeting? So we have two brand new attendees. I want to point that out because one of the values of this network, and really 2 years ago at the IGF in 2015, it was discussed among the NRI coordinators who were attending the IGF that they didn't know each other. Some of us knew each other, and we knew we were walking past each other or talking to each other at ICANN. Anna and I have known each other for many years in a variety of settings, and obviously others. But so the creation of this network has totally, and the creation of these little informal events have totally changed the fact that people recognize each other and are building this network. And I really want to encourage that. So I'm just going to go, you get a one-phrase answer to this question. Not your name, but the name of the initiative you're involved with, starting here.
So it's the Brazilian IGF, which is held since 2011.
Fantastic. And?
Same.
It's a DRC IGF, and we had our first IGF last year.
And congratulations.
Vinicius, the Brazilian IGF, the same.
The Caribbean Internet Governance Forum started in 2005.
ECOWAS. We have our West African IGF since 10 years, and we have our this year West African IGF scheduled for July 23rd to 27th in Ouagadougou, Burkina Faso.
Hey everyone, Eurodic, the European IGF, existing since 2008. And we have our 11th meeting this year in the lovely country of Georgia.
IGF Afghanistan. Yes, the first meeting last year.
My name is Jameson Olufuye, chair of AFICTA, Africa ICT Alliance. So we've been engaged in Nigeria IGF, West Africa IGF, and the African IGF, and of course the global IGF. Talking about the Nigerian IGF.
No reports. And since he's one of my board members, that was really risky of me, right?
Um, Asia-Pacific Regional IGF held its first meeting in 2010, so having its ninth meeting this year in Vanuatu.
IGF USA, and I've just confirmed with Marilyn that our first conference was held in 2009.
What can I say? First IGF? No, Nigel Hickson. I work for ICANN, and I won't interrupt the flow. It's fantastic to be here. I work in the government engagement team. It's the government engagement team that involved themselves in the IGF, and it's an absolute pleasure to be here and be involved in this fantastic movement.
And Nigel's boss, Terry Kamel, is the senior vice president who is on the board of IGFSA and who makes all the participation possible for us from ICANN.
Barack Otieno, Kenya IGF, East African IGF, and Africa IGF as well.
Ariola Akinyemi, Nigeria IGF.
Hello, everybody. Nice to meet you all. Ucha Seturia, I'm working for Georgian IGF.
I'm Sarah Engel, and I'm the Youth IGF in Canada, and we just started up, but we recently hosted a small community forum, and we'll be having a larger forum in the fall.
Hi, the Arab IGF, but also most recently the North African IGF, had our first meeting this last year, and we've also, I'm also with the African IGF, we've been the host last year.
Erangasam Maratna from Sri Lanka IGF.
And if you're sitting behind me and you're affiliated with an IGF, you need to move to a microphone.
The Portuguese initiative of the IGF, it started in 2010.
Hi, everybody. Latin American and Caribbean IGF exists since 2008, and Uruguayan IGF existed since 2016.
TWIGF, but I'm so new, I didn't know, like, when did it start. I have to Google it, sorry.
Israel?
Ah, here you are. And also...
And I'm from Taiwan IGF, and we are going to have our fourth IGF in July.
Wonderful.
Hi, everyone. Israel Rosas from Mexico. We held our first meeting in 2013. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. And here we go.
Hello, Tanara, Brazilian and IGF, too.
Hi, everyone. My name is Abdel Basharbong. So I'm coming from Chad. I'm coordinating national IGF. So our IGF is started in 2015. So the last IGF that we have is in November. So now we are starting the process to organize a new one. Yeah, thank you.
So I'm going to, it's Marilyn again. Here we go.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Marta Dias, Portugal IGF.
Shridi Prayamaji from Nepal IGF.
Well, as you can see, we're quite geographically distributed. I'm going to hand two little pins around. You have to give one of them back, but I'm handing them around for a reason. So one of the things that we need to keep doing is building the visibility of how the NRIs are integrated into ICANN and integrated more broadly, and to really help to educate about how the dynamic, organic, bottom-up work that is done by the NRIs brings value. That's important to us because ICANN is one of the most generous sponsors financially, but also because ICANN provides also intellectual capital and resources by providing speakers and In addition to their contribution to the trust, the UN Trust Fund and to IGFSA, very often ICANN is also a local sponsor. So the more we help, and there is great concern in the overall ICANN community, particularly the contracted parties, about the need to cut expenses. And the IGF is viewed as internet governance and not well understood, and particularly by the contracted parties, who the registries and registrars, who look at internet governance as being, we be done now because we've completed the IANA transition. What you know is that in your country or in your sub-region, the fact is we're in a new cycle of awareness of the importance of the internet and of the importance of the stable, secure functioning of the internet. And more issues are actually coming up, and more questions will continue over the next 4 or 5 years about where should these issues be addressed. For instance, you're hearing about the European Data Privacy Directive and its impact on Accurate Who Is. So the point is that the national and regional IGFs benefit from the financial relationship with ICANN. They get most of their funding elsewhere, but they also benefit from the intellectual contribution, being able to invite a security speaker or someone like Nigel or someone from engagement. So there's a little machine at the registration desk, and I would encourage all of you to go make yourself a few little pins to and if you can put it on your lanyard or use the opportunity to be a little bit of a marketing, advertising about why the NRI is important to you, because you're working on a national initiative as a volunteer that is also helping ICANN. And I think that will help us also encourage ICANN to keep helping you. I do want to talk for just a few minutes about the hottest topics that are on your mind. So I'm going to ask you, we're not going to have long to talk, but we have about 20 minutes. What is the number one topic that you want to talk about? Let me see a show of hands. We're just going to gather a few topics and then see what's the most pressing.
I think it's probably collaboration, because I think we need to share. And that's the very clear way how we can coordinate and work together, because ultimately we're running a national level IGF, you know, and isolating it in a certain way, it certainly has a smaller effect. When you are coordinating, when you have others participating or listening, there can be certain prospect to it.
Collaboration. I think you have one.
Yes, very important part. I'm from Eastern Europe, and in our region, a lot of countries, let's explain. So we saw the budget-cutting issues, which is related with ICANN, and ICANN is a big supporter of our IGF. So, and also it's related to traveling expenses. So it will be a little bit difficult, because as I know, for this year, maybe for next years, we have to have less money from ICANN. It's very useful because in most countries, but in my country, big SMPs, big market players, private players are mostly against of IGF. Sometimes government also against. So to be honest, we have funding from IGFSA, we have funding from ISOC, but participation and funding, this money from ICANN is quite expensive, quite important for us. So it will be good to highlight somehow this issue, because it's also related to traveling, because we need iStock stars on our IGF. It's very important for us also. So I want to highlight to these issues, funding and traveling.
One more topic? Yes.
Well, for the Caribbean, especially in light of the 2017 experiences, we have disaster recovery and resiliency.
I really, it's Marilyn. I'm going to say two things very quickly. I personally found the NRI to NRI sessions incredibly helpful, and I ended up moderating two. I was only supposed to moderate one, but in both of the NRI to NRI sessions, one on fake news, misinformation, and disinformation, and one on access, the NRIs that organized it have agreed to work together over the intersessional period to think about reflecting that topic into their national IGF, and then to come back together at the next IGF and compare notes on what progress has been made. That, to me, in terms of the collaboration idea, was a brilliant, brilliant, and it was an outcome, if you could describe it that way, of the IGF. I'm going to turn to Dustin from and ask him to wear his ICANN Wiki hat for a minute. And I'm going to set this up by talking a little bit about creating more awareness. So the little sheet, the two-pager I handed out, if you look at just the blue, you see a testimonial from two of the NRIs that we happened to put into the two-pager that we developed. But Dustin did a an article in the Dustin did a feature working with me and some of the NRIs, and could you talk a little bit about that and the benefit of using the ICANN Wiki?
Yeah, thank you, Marilyn. So what we did was provide an opportunity for a number of NRIs, some of which I see in this room, to provide us with a write-up that promoted the work that they're doing, and we included it in our quick guides, which we hand out at every ICANN meeting and distribute online ahead of the meeting, and this was a great way to show people in the ICANN community and ICANN organization what's happening at these different initiatives. And also, we don't need to limit it to the quick guides. If you would like to see information related to your NRI on ICANN Wiki, there are forms that make it very easy for you to build a page, and you can keep it updated and share information about what you're talking about and what you're doing. And as Marilyn has pointed out, it's very relevant to this community as well, so it makes sense to be in there.
So we're just going to gather ideas for a minute. I'm going to make a tentative suggestion. How many of you in your NRI had an ICANN technical speaker? And Nazrat's going to raise his hand. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
11.
Okay, so here's an idea. There's another public forum. What if you guys work together to write a very short statement to say about the budget that you want to provide feedback to the board and the community about the benefit of ICANN's engagement at the national and regional level by providing technical speakers, okay? And then maybe Anya can help me or Jen can help me, and we'll gather the topics. We had several speakers from ICANN at the Afghanistan IGF. How many of you received funding directly from ICANN at your IGF? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
We did. I'm Dustin's.
Okay, so we're going to send out those questions, and we'll send them out to the list. Anya, I'll post it to the list so we can get additional information other from those who are here. And then it'll be a short statement that someone will read at the public forum, or I can read it. But the point is, here's an example of the impact that ICANN is having on contributing to building technical capability or whatever issues. So we'll also gather a little information about the issues to show the importance of this continuation of ICANN's engagement. Yes, Sandra, go ahead.
I'm not so sure if this is counterproductive to talk about budget and support from ICANN to national and regional IGFs under the current budget discussion. This might lead the discussion in a totally wrong direction. I'm totally with you to highlight the technical support and all this, but at the moment, as at this point of time, I would not talk in a public forum about budget.
Guys, hold on. How many of you work on the ICANN budget committee? No, I'm trying to tell you what's going on in the ICANN Budget Committee. There are two meetings. One is this afternoon, and then there's another one. It's actually not counterproductive, Sandra. It's important because there's a lack of understanding on the part of many people who think that the funding is going merely to fund travel to social events. And that's not the case at all. So I think, you know, what we're trying to come up with are the facts. I never find facts to be counterproductive, but why don't we gather the facts in any case? And for those of you who can, do try to attend one of those two budget and operating committee meetings. You'll get a better understanding of where the concerns are about the budget cuts. There's going to be a readjustment in where the budget cuts are targeted. And some of the money that has been proposed to be cut is going to have to be shifted over to cuts in staff freezes, no hiring, no bonuses, etc. And I think that's already well understood. But I think the facts are really important in any case. And then you can decide, we can decide how the facts are used. I have had a conversation with Tarek about the importance of having this kind of information more visible, so we can talk about how it's used at another time. Did you want to make a comment, Nigel?
Nigel Hickson, Government Engagement, and we don't, the staff, we don't, you know, comment on the budget. But let me just be clear on one thing. There's been discussion on the budget, and in the budget, as you know, there are proposals concerning next gen and fellowship and things like that. Also, of course, the budget gives money, gives allocation to the different departments within ICANN. As you know, ICANN has about 400 staff, and we're divided into different departments, and departments get budgets for various things. The people that you come across mostly are either government engagement with people like me and Tarek Kamal, who's the head of government engagement. But you don't come across us that often because we tend to be in Geneva or wherever, can we? You know, and I'm pretty boring. But so the people that you mainly interface with are our global stakeholder engagement teams. So these are the people based in Singapore. They could be based in... there's people based in Africa, as you know, in Latin America, in Europe, et cetera, et cetera. And the global stakeholder engagement team has a budget as well, as all ICANN departments. And that budget is subject to decreases, as is most departmental budgets. And that affects the amount of money that the global stakeholder engagement people can allocate to the national and regional IGFs. So I'm just flagging that. So... Mm-hmm. You know, there are consequences of the budget.
Right. And then I'll come back to other points. And if I don't mean this to come across quite the way it sounds, but the facts are that ICANN is still relatively siloed in terms of the cross communication about how projects in one part of the budget may affect projects in another part of the budget. And Sandra wants to make a comment, but I want to just see, because we're only going to have a few more minutes, besides Sandra. Okay, Sandra.
Probably I expressed myself not right. I didn't say that we don't should collect the facts and make the facts available on what ICANN is supporting. I just say that a public forum might be the wrong place to start this discussion, because in a public forum it could happen that we have a discussion similar to Facebook, where people jump onto a topic just the way they jump on the fellowship program without having all the facts available, and then the discussion might go into the wrong direction. I'm totally fine of giving these facts and numbers to the budget committee and discuss them in the right fora. I just think the public forum might not be the best place for this.
I'll take this offline, but I'm going to report a fact. The budget committee makes no decisions. So you do have to think about how you plan to provide the information. But why don't we worry about the facts first? We have a few more minutes, and I want to go back to the issue of participation, because I was one of the faculty at the first North American School on Internet Governance, and we encountered, and I think maybe I'll ask you to make a comment in a minute, Sarah, if that's okay. We encountered a lot of interest and a lack of understanding and awareness about how to become involved in the national IGF in their country. So one of the things that I want the network to think about, and I'm just sort of throwing this out, Anya, I haven't had a chance to talk to you about it, but it came up this morning in a follow-up conversation, is I think we ought to think about having a kind of a two-pager that is informative about how to find the NRI in your country. And because right now it's pretty much word of mouth, but although some of the schools on Internet governance, I think, are more mature about it, we're seeing more schools of Internet governance grow up. And perhaps we could, and we're also seeing people go to other meetings. And so we show them the map, we tell them how many NRIs there are, but there's not a paragraph that says, to learn more about the whether there's an NRI in your country and how to get involved, send an email here. So I'm not suggesting 101 emails, but I think we ought to talk a little bit in one of your upcoming network calls about how we can help direct people so that they can then become involved on a national level. And I know Sarah is struggling with the what do you do about the former Canadian IGF and how does the youth IGF fit in. So I wondered if you might want to say a few words.
Absolutely. Thank you. So I do think that there is a massive fragmentation problem, and that's something that we really need to focus on going forwards, because so the Youth IGF, which I said is very new, is housed essentially with the Youth IGF movement with Together Against Cybercrime. Some of you may be familiar with that. It's headed by Yulia Mornets, who's very involved in IGF stuff, I believe. But there are so many opportunities out there, but connecting people with those, I think, is a problem, because we don't have enough collaboration and sort of unity between the various NRIs. And I've been struggling to figure out whether the Canadian chapter is actually still active and find the people to speak to about that. But I think that going into the next cycle for the IGF, it would be very important to think about ways that we can bring together not only at the NRIs, but the various youth initiatives as well, because I think it would be really effective maybe to even partner those up where we can and sort of have youth initiatives be entrenched within NRIs themselves.
Go ahead, and then I have a follow-up.
Speaking with another hat on, the Youth IGF at Asia-Pacific, so I really totally understand what you're talking about when it's fragmentation. Some Youth IGFs do kind of grow out of national regional initiatives, and some, like perhaps in Canada, it's completely separate. I do want you to bring your attention back to, I know Anya is a focal point for the NRIs, but she has been working with the youth initiatives, and they've been creating a toolkit, which is very, very beneficial. So I really encourage you to connect with Anya if you haven't already.
And so as a result of my spending more time in Puerto Rico and meeting, Jimson and I met with the National Chamber of Commerce. I've also been meeting with a number of other organizations here, and
I'll be working with Anya. We'll be actually standing up a planning process in Puerto Rico for Puerto Rico to hold a Internet governance initiative. And as a result of that, we also now have contacts that are coming forward from Virgin Islands and American Samoa. And so it is really the visibility thing, you know, that I think we're going to need to figure out. So how do we then funnel people into, because every time we go someplace, as ICANN, we may, or something else happens, like a school of internet governance, we may have a more opportunity to start trying to leverage those relationships. I just want to mention, Nigel, that you are probably a very instrumental link in the Caribbean, because you have the existing relationships already. And so, you know, perhaps it's something we could think about putting on into a topic. I think we have the same issue in the CASA countries that we need to be thinking about, and, you know, how are we going to stimulate, maybe it's a rotation, but I think what I'm seeing is more work for Anya.
Probably, yes. Just very quickly, the youth IGF initiatives were, to the Secretariat, you know, huge task, much, much bigger than maybe working with the national and regional IGFs, because there was not confusion. And then we ran several rounds of public consultations to see actually what's outside. And then what we understand is that certain stakeholders were confused. That's actually who initiated the whole work. For example, the ones that are funding those kinds of initiatives reached out to us to ask for the explanation, you know, what's the internal structure. And then we couldn't give a proper answer, given the historic reasons of the Secretariat when it started recognizing the youth initiatives. And then obviously those are all bottom-up and organic processes. They're not initiated by the Secretariat or by anyone, but they really grow from the community. So then we step into the community to see what's happening. We identified four different models, and I think it would be good if we keep this communication for after this meeting, because as you mentioned, the youth movement, for example, which is recognized by the Secretariat as a capacity building program, but then you have the youth IGF initiatives that are completely independently organized, like for example the German IGF, you have the Asia Pacific youth IGF that's attached to the regional IGF but still has to a certain degree its autonomy. So it's kind of complex to understand, but very interesting and very valuable, because it really provides a lot of outcomes. So maybe we can park the conversation for after.
So what I need to do now, because we are going to end on time since I threw the other guys out, since they ran over, we have 5 minutes and we need to plan our session for Panama. Because what I'd like, I have to submit the request now 3 months before the ICANN meeting in order to get a room. And I made a decision at this meeting that IGFSA would not buy food because it was $1,500. And $1,500 is two-thirds of one of our small grants. And I just really felt that was not a good use of our money. But here's what I'd like us to think about. I'd like to ask for a 90-minute session, because we will have had so many NRIs that have happened by then, and we can return to our practice of hearing a two-minute update from those that have already taken place. And I'd like to get a commitment that people will respond and confirm when we send out a request for an RSVP, so we can then justify providing food for that 90-minute session. Because it's probably going to be over, it'll either be very early in the morning. Panama is a policy-only meeting, and it's going to be very difficult, but I'm told that I can probably work something out to get a room. Mandy and I are in negotiations about it. And I'd like us, while we're in Panama, to plan the event for the AGM at ICANN 63, and here's why. ICANN 63 will have a high-level attendance from more senior members of the government. And so I think it would be a fantastic opportunity for the NRIs to think about we're going to find out who's coming. You know, you can look at the registration if you don't have the contacts in your government, or you could take the responsibility for finding out who the high-level person is that is coming from your government, and let's try to do a special focus to invite the high-level attendees for a dialogue. I'm not suggesting we need to do it as a group, but really try to do matchmaking, because in some cases, the government attendees are not necessarily the ones that you're inviting to your session or already interacting with. So let's just think about that, because I think it could also be a wonderful opportunity for Dustin to do an article about the NRIs. Other ideas about work we need to do? Because I know, Anya, we're going to be turning to you over the next few weeks to resume the working conference calls to put the work plan forward, right? And next week, there's just a reminder that, as Chengatai said, you can participate remotely. And in particularly, the open consultation, I think, is really important for people to think about participating in. And if you can't participate online, the transcript is, unlike ICANN, the IGF Secretariat makes the transcript immediately available. Let me thank you and Chengatai for coming and spending time with us. And also, you guys all know that you can do bilaterals, one-on-ones, with both Anya and Chengatai. And I will be in the booth tomorrow or the next day with a focus on talking to newcomers about getting engaged in a variety of ways. And I think, Anya, you're planning to be in the booth as well?
So, yes, I'm planning to be in the morning, starting from 9. Probably for two hours, I think, that I'll be around. And also, you have my email, so I would love to chat and see what's happening with your communities. Thank you.
And I'm going to take the very last minute to ask one of our most recent arrivals to just stand and introduce herself and tell us which NRI she's with.
Hi, good morning. My name is Leah. Sorry, because I was in my mandatory fellow session. I'm from the IGF Panama. Also, I am the new member of the LAC IGF committee from the civil society. I don't know, maybe we can organize something with another IGF initiative in Panama City. So you need more information about the ICANN meeting in Panama. I'm not involved with the ICANN meeting organization because it's with ICANN and the Panamanian government. But we are trying to organize something with the civil society and the private sector in Panama, and also with the NRIs initiatives. So nice to meet all of you, and if you need something from Panama, send me a mail through Anja or Marilyn. Thank you.
I'm really glad you came. You came just in time so that we can point out that we have not only will have a wonderful time in Panama, but one of our own network members is going to be actively involved in helping to influence how the NRIs can be effective at the IGF. So thank you for coming, and I know about the duplication. We need to wrap up. Let me say thank you. Jen, do you have any? Jimson, any final comments? We need the sign-in sheets to make sure that we have everybody's current email. I think they're around here somewhere. And we will, Jen and I will put a very short, we always do a very short report that we put out through the network so that others who aren't here are able to know that the NRIs met. And go make yourself a button so that somebody will ask you, what's an NRI? Thanks again for coming.